province. Your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
2 wanted suspects have been killed in a shootout with police in the south of Durban. It's alleged the pair committed violent crimes in Inanda and surrounding areas. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Netsiunda says they were cornered in Umlazi this morning.
Police gathered and operationalized intelligence regarding the whereabouts of the suspects. And when police pounced on them at an informal settlement on Sulwane Khoza Road at Dick's Kitchen in Umlazi, the suspects fired shots towards police officers. The men of law stemmed the authority of the state by returning fire, and during the shootout, two suspects were shot and fatally wounded. Two firearms were found in their possession.
Higher Education Minister Abuti Manamela has confirmed the chairperson of the NSFAS board has resigned. Dr. Karen Standa is reported to have raised serious allegations of bullying, intimidation and racism at the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. She has apparently also received threats to her personal safety. The Higher Education Ministry's Matshepo Sidat says the minister is deeply concerned by the claims about the financial aid scheme's governance environment. She says Manamela will meet with Dr. Standa today.
A previously scheduled meeting with the entire NSFAS board will go ahead as planned on Wednesday, where the minister will continue to engage the institution's leadership on issues of governance, accountability, and organizational culture. The department remains committed to supporting NSFAS in fulfilling its core mandate, which is to serve students and ensuring that public resources are managed with integrity.
Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is going on trial next week. The unrest case against the MK Party MP will be heard at the Durban High Court until the 21st of this month. Zuma Sambudla is facing charges of inciting terrorism and public violence linked to the July 2021 riots that left over 300 people dead. Several social media posts that the state says were inflammatory were made from her Twitter account over several days of anarchy. Spain's top prosecutor has gone on trial, accused of leaking legal secrets against the conservative opposition. Alvaro Garcia Ortiz is the first serving head of prosecutions to face trial in Spanish history. Garcia Ortiz is accused of leaking case files about Alberto González Amado, a businessman under investigation for alleged tax fraud. Amado is also the partner of the Madrid region's influential right-wing leader Isabel Díaz Ayuso. Her party has accused the prosecutor of organizing the leak to damage Ayuso. García Ortiz was appointed by Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez's government 3 years ago. And two-time Olympic marathon champion Eliud Kipchoge says he will race 7 marathons across 7 continents over the next 2 years. He will be raising funds for his foundation, which supports educational and environmental causes worldwide. The Kenyan great has dubbed this challenge the Kipchoge's World Tour. The athlete, who finished the New York Marathon yesterday, says he has nothing left to prove but just to inspire people to give back. The top story, 2 wanted suspects have been killed in a shootout with police in the south of Durban. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.